You're now listening to La Mezcla on WMEC 90.5 FM. And that's the station ID, Parker, if you wanted to know, by the way. Heard? I hope you liked that song. It was actually being played by me because Cecia was not here for her show, so we could just come in and set up, which actually worked out pretty nicely because I got to show our dear guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. It's Parker Francois. First time on FM.
Yeah, first time on the show. Parker's training to have a show here at the station, which is really nice. And it was nice that I got to show him basically everything with, time, I guess. Because at least we didn't come in and feel rushed. He got to log into the Spotify, which is nice.
Making the show happen.
Yeah, it's making the show happen.
Through my...
So, Mike, you can talk into Mike too, basically.
Really?
But you do sound like a meme.
Oh.
Do you hear yourself?
I can hear it.
Yeah, you sound like you're deep fried.
That's unpleasant.
Yeah. We can share this mic, though. Yeah.
This is always how it is?
That's always how it is. We've been telling them to fix it. They don't. They hate us, so.
Awesome.
We apparently have enough budget for the sports team to go on trips, but we don't have enough budget.
Like the football team?
No, the WMEC sports news.
We're paying for their trips?
We're paying for their trips.
To watch our over-budgeted football team lose.
Yeah, basically. But we don't have enough budget for new mics. Yeah, this is political, yeah.
You can't be political on air.
You can get political on air. They won't fire you. They won't fire me, especially. But...
you're too important.
I'm too important, yeah. What you can't do, Parker, though, is have songs with bad words. So let's play our first song that I'll teach you how to log on the Spinatron. Is there anything you're vibing to these days, or what do you think you want your show to include?
There's specific Baltimore niche club music I want to play, but a lot of it is very vulgar. So maybe I'll just have to play it late at night, or...
If you're on Doge, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well then I'm just going to be playing it. But if you want to hear the real... uncensored true music I've been listening to, then you have to come listen to my show on Dig. But the censored version of me is some indie pop stuff. I saw this band Sword 2 in Baltimore a few weeks ago. It was really good. What have you been playing or vibing to?
This week I've been listening to anything. I've been listening to a lot of Cameron Winter, which is kind of it's the weather this week is very Cameron Winter, very Phoebe Bridgers, very just mellow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That has been the vibe, but I've been trying to force myself to feel warm and summer music.
No,
so
you,
I've been
I know what you mean. When you're low-key, can't afford to be sad. So
I can't indulge in it too much.
You can't indulge in being sad, so you
You get one Cameron Winter day, but then I play music just makes me feel like it's
then you low-key gotta listen to European techno.
Yeah.
Although that's the method. That's the method. You low-key gotta put in some club pop and then all will be well.
Yeah.
Basically. That was me when there was both Latin nights. And it just actually made my week so good because I would just listening to I would be listening to reggaeton every single day.
Even after this,
even after it was
in between each week though.
Yeah, I started listening.
Oh, so that's when
from the Sunday before,
You were pre-gaming
days before.
Then the actual pregame, and then
no, because me and Vale, basically we had Abby and Ethan over, and. We were just we were watching a movie for their class, right? Because they had to watch a movie. And then we just put on a bunch of reggaeton and songs in Spanish that we thought they'd play. And then we were kind of prepping with that. And it was really fun.
I honestly felt your playlist at your house was better.
Yes.
Even though we were just playing Catan on your floor, that was, we could have just been dancing there, you know, your special tequila from South.
What song do we want to play?
I don't know.
Parker, I'm missing a step.
Oh.
we have to play a public service announcement.
Oh, correct.
So this is old PSAs don't use, and then these are the ones you can use. The one I always play is the farmer's market when they're open, because that's really useful. I love the farmer's market.
Yes.
And I also like the campus pantry, because I feel like everyone should go to the campus pantry. Where is it? Oh, it's right. Am I blind?
Ride your bike with music? Is that pro, riding your bike?
Do you see it? I always
campus
play
pantry.
The pantry one.
Wouldn't it be a C above? Care?
Oh, pantry. It's the first
yeah.
one.
Ooh,
all right, buddies. Guys. We're going to play a PSA, and then we'll be back with a song, hopefully. Yeah, let's hope it loads in. Oh, wait, you guys. I'm doing it wrong. Parker, don't learn from me.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Yeah, guys, I went to the pantry the other day to get some green peppers, serrano peppers, bunch of tuna. I also got another bag of rice, even though I'm not out of rice yet. And I just think everyone can go to the pantry. You can do all your groceries there.
I've never been.
You've never been to the pantry?
I'm missing out. I hadn't heard the PSA.
They let you take up to 20 pounds per week of stuff.
How much is there? Are you just, like, cleaning it out every single week?
I am not really, like, the most locked in on going early. Like, I bet if you go, like, a Monday at 8 a.m., bangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I usually do is just, like, stop by whenever I'm in the area, and if I have time. I bet if I, like, applied myself to going when they, like, replenish everything, I could get, like, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But you can still. I got, like, a lot of good produce, and I went, like, at 3 p.m. 2 days ago.
Wait, it's right here?
It's in this very building.
Oh, wow.
You weren't listening to the PSA.
No, I definitely was listening. We were not talking. I was just...
Yeah.
It went by so fast. And you play it again.
You know where South Market, like, shop is? Mm-hmm. You know, like, the deli?
Oh, I've seen
you
it.
You keep walking, you go down the stairs, and then it's behind a tree. It's a bit secluded.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very accessible. Like they're trying.
No, it's accessible. It's accessible. Don't worry.
Oh, but it's like they're trying to hide.
And then you have to swipe your ID in to get in. So I know a lot of people that don't live on campus are not used to having their ID on them.
You can just take what you need?
You can take everything you need.
Whoa.
You can take
I'm never going to Lidl again.
Never go to Lidl again. Yeah, if you have all your essentials, if you have protein, yogurt, and something silly, then you can make a meal with all the vegetables and rice they give you and canned stuff. I could make a whole meal out of
the
stuff I got
yesterday.
I've got silly
Trader Joe's stuff at home, and then I can just combine that with the actual practical pantry stuff.
Trader Joe's stuff.
Yeah.
What's your favorite silly Trader Joe's thing?
They have this sriracha tofu.
I love the sriracha tofu.
They have this egg salad that's kind of mid, but it's fine. The oats, I don't know. It's just little things that aren't I don't know.
Where's your WMEC application, bro?
Oh, wait, no, go up. You, it's that one, but I don't know if I want to play any of these songs. Wait, go up to the other.
This one?
No, you play other album above.
What are you?
This
album?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to introduce us to the first song we're going to play?
Well, this is Brazilian, and,
Oh, you're on theme.
I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know if I know how to say this, but Prum Samba by Egberto Gismonti. I don't know. But it's a chill song my girlfriend put me onto. And,
whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the... Oh, wait, I'll teach you how to do this.
Oh, version. How to do this.
Yeah, no, but okay. Let's play the song. Let's play
just play? Okay.
Do you feel confident in starting it on your own?
Yeah, what do I have to do?
So you're on the PC, so you press on and then turn the mics off.
Oh.
espiando, procurando uma canção, seja de lua, de moreno ou de amor. Eu amo, falando mesmo francamente, eu já estou descrente desse meu povo que já não entende que basta um pouco de carinho, um cavaquinho rouco, uma flautinha, um violão pra um samba.
Thank you guys for listening to that song. Parker, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Great recommendation.
Thank you.
So
I'm we getting my bearings. Did you have anything? Or I anything? Could just play whatever I'm...
We had a theme if my lovely co-hosts were here, but I won't follow with that theme today if they're not here, because it's not La Mezcla without them.
Without them, yeah.
So today is Francois and Herrera Take Over the World.
Yes.
And that's what I named the episode, by the way. And
world domination.
World domination, yeah. Francois and her era, world domination.
Okay. So listen. Someone was telling me about a song, mm-hmm. I'm not a listener of her, but like mm-hmm. that. But you know. Oh.
Should we play Cameron Winter since we were talking about
him
earlier?
Yeah, I think so.
Because
it's cold.
It's cold, yeah. Actually, no, it's pretty nice today. No. Oh, I like drinking age, but it's the only expensive one.
How did you
one.
Feel about that? Were you during, like, there in the blizzard, Anna? Mm-hmm. What was it, Tuesday, Monday? When it just snowed?
When it just snowed, it was Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
The hyper day for you? Was that part of the...
Oh, yeah.
The energy was how the weather was, like, also insane? Or?
I don't even know, dude. I don't know what that was.
Were you inside? Were you looking at, like, where were you?
I was actually with my family, and now that you ask that, they're probably listening right now.
On Monday?
On Monday, yeah, they...
oh, yeah, they were visiting you.
Yeah, so we had bagels, and it started snowing literally as we sat down.
Mm.
And it was really funny, and then we're like, oh, it's all wet. And then I go to class, and then my professor's like, damn, like, you guys can't go outside in the snow?
You can't even, yeah.
Yeah. Is D-A-M-N a bad word? Did I have to, like, bleep that out?
No.
No, right? Like.
No, I think only if you add, you know,
the N?
God.
Oh, yeah, true.
Only if you put God's name in it, into it, you know? I was told you can say H-E double hockey sticks.
H-E what?
Hell.
Wait, this is funny.
H-E double hockey sticks. You know?
H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah.
Girl. And I've been saying that.
Yeah, that's... That's my... I don't know how my parents said it. But... Because it's a place. It's a thing. It's not like a...
Yeah, it's a place. It's a thing.
It's a word.
Spell yeah, that. No, like...
We're just doing spelling bee here.
Did you
we're,
get,
we're
like, not, your ticket?
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I
think it's hard
I'm
to get,
like,
a visa.
Yeah, no. This
it's really hard to get
in this economy.
In this economy, you low-key cannot...
Being an American right now. I mean, actually, it's...
Like, yeah, you're, stuff, like... But, your American passport just, like, doesn't work.
At least I'm not.
Actually, no. It's actually the reverse.
It's actually easier now.
It's easier now.
Yes. Every year, I get closer and closer. So just already living there. Actually, it's coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have to go there. It's going to take over
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But you're so right. Monday, gloomy, snowy day was so Cameron Winter.
Yes.
It was so Geese.
It was so wet. And, like, it just reminded me of, like, his wet haircut.
Wet haircut? No, let's talk. Yeah, every time you see a picture of Cameron Winter, his hair just looks... Like, it's on its fifth day after wash. And I don't think you should always look like that.
He looks like he's been living in the COVID, like, pandemic. For, like, he hasn't left his house.
Have you seen that video of him being like, oh, when the pandemic started...
Is that when he started Geese?
No. When the pandemic started, I was a senior in high school. And I got really sad, so I started playing, like, with a VR headset. And I would be in that VR headset for, like, hours on end every day. And then I, like, something very unfortunate happened to him, and then he had to stop. And then, like, a few weeks later, he, like, started making music. And it was, like, in 2020.
Oh.
And before he, like, graduated high school.
I think that was probably the awakening for many.
Yeah, for many. I always forget he's 23.
Yeah, this I didn't know that. Peer. I thought he was, like, 28.
This is our peer.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's not even that...
He's not old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He doesn't look old. That's a baby girl.
I haven't looked at him that much, to be honest. I see him against my will often.
Yeah. What's funny, he reminds me of Chase.
Yes.
Not to say Chase has greasy hair, but I feel like it's always kind of styled.
I think Chase was there first, you know.
Chase was there first.
I think it's up to, you know, it's an argument who got there first, like who influences who. You know?
The chicken or the egg.
Yeah, the chicken or the egg. It's a conversation to be had.
Yeah.
Was he a part of Baltimore Avenue, or was he on his
own? No, because like, Geese would be a...
Would Cameron Winter be anything without, you know, without them? I don't know.
Me and my friends, our favorite thing is Blank would be a College Park band.
Yes.
So the other day we were talking about how... why am I blanking? That band with, like, the boys that got canceled in 2021, and they were all bisexual. What was the band? Brockhampton.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was 2021?
Yeah, yeah.
All the bisexuals.
All the bisexuals. Yeah.
Oh, those are my dudes.
Brockhampton. Brockhampton would be a College Park band. Like, that would happen here.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah. And then I think Geese would also be, like, a College Park
band.
They
would actually, yeah. Maybe Early Geese. It could possibly exist.
Early Geese. Okay, so our second song is going to be Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoy.
Love will come when you get enough under your arms. Oh, mama. Love will come. Love will make you fit it all in the car. Oh, mama. Something will take you by your pants and swing you over its head and kick you back and forth. Watching the bells, watching the lights. What I want is far away. Talk to the moon, flatten her down. Make her watch the wind all night. She can wait, lonely as hell. Walking around without moving. I'm not here. Watching the in your shoes, mama. I need your feet more than you do, mama. I need somebody sitting down from the sun that talks to me how you
Hello. That was Cameron Winter's Love Takes Miles.
I've never heard that song, you know, really niche.
Really? Wait, I thought you were being serious for a second. No, like, you've never heard...
I don't know him like that. Like,
You don't know him personally?
Yeah, I don't know him. Like, I've never spoken to him, so I just don't know his music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that was fascinating, yeah.
But yeah, guys, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park. And I said... So apparently we've been doing the station ID wrong. Because I feel like I always am so used to saying WMUC 90.5 FM. Because that is the station ID. But I'm teaching Parker right now to not make many mistakes.
So I have to say...
You have to say... if you'll get your show on dig unless you're lucky.
Yeah.
So you'll have to say, oh, you're listening to WMUC...
Digital College Park.
Digital College Park, yeah. Whoa, you're tapped in.
Tapped in.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say FM, 90.5 FM.
You'll get your... Can I say something controversial?
Oh, yeah.
I miss dig, because we could just play everything. Like the other day when we had our Black History episode, I wanted to play a lot of Solange, and then I didn't realize, like, it just, like, didn't register. Like, some of her songs are, like, and I played Almeida in the end, and that one's, like, still, like, explicit, so I went on YouTube and searched up a clean version.
Yeah.
Tell me why the clean version... edited poorly. It would literally say the word
and then just
and then me and Benji just like look back at each other like,
you guys
oh.
should install like a bleeping button on this
there's
thing.
A bleep, the dump button.
Oh,
do you want to dump something? Wait, so okay, I can like, I don't want to say anything too bad because I've never actually had to press a dump button, but I've been on like here on shows when you've had to press a dump button and then
it's like a panic button
if yeah
anything if I say anything horrible.
Do you want to say something horrible and then dump it?
How does it get dumped? What happens?
It'll just like take it away from like the recording. The last like 10 seconds, basically.
Ooh, I don't want to.
Okay. But now you know.
But now I know.
Now you know. It'll happen though. Sometimes you'll be like not playing explicit music or anything, blah, blah, blah. And
sometimes
then.
Sometimes the YouTube clean version just.
No, and then right sometimes you'll just be like, ah, like, darn it, S word. And then on air. Because that's happened to me. That's happened to me before, where I was actually a guest on someone's show, and I fully like cursed within the first 2 minutes.
That's what I've been afraid of doing this whole time. If I seem really apprehensive to
talk,
because I'm really thinking, because I just in my normal vocabulary, I'm just saying a lot of bad words.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, not good stuff.
Parker Francois, what is your UID? You can just. Wait, are you going to tell, like, the whole world?
Yeah, guys, so it's 1, 2.
We can do that off air. Uh-huh. So the next song we're going to play is Sunday Morning by Margot Gurian. I hope that's... Is that how you say her name?
You know, you're asking the wrong guy, but respect to her.
Respect to her, yeah.
Yeah.
From her album, Take a Picture, 1968.
Yeah, dude.
Sunday
Whoa. Guys, Parker just did that transition.
I'm pressing the buttons.
He's literally...
Wait, can you hear this? This is great.
Yeah, this is great.
Whoa. All right. That was really pleasant. That's a nice song. Crazy that it's 1968. I feel like it's very
It sounds modern. Like really modern.
Which is why people still enjoy it.
Parker, introduce us to your concept.
Yeah, so I'm going to call it the greatest city in America, which if you're from Baltimore, you know it is what it is. You know where that is, and you know the motto. But I want to do kind of regional episodes of like a, you know, kind of like a profile of a city I really enjoy each week. And could play like, I don't know, DC go-go history in one, or like Baltimore club music, Baltimore hardcore, Pittsburgh, and all these other places that like I've been to and really like. Maybe I'll nerd out about the urbanist issues there, but yeah, I can play some music that's more in line with what that would be, except it's going to be very bit of a switch up, but it's a Thursday night, you're down for some like meathead hardcore music from Baltimore. I'm going to play a song from Next Step Up, which is this Baltimore band from like the 90s that's doing like more shows nowadays in the city again, and I don't know, it's really cool. I'm hopefully going to see them soon, but I've yet to, but I imagine that when I do go, I will get seriously injured by like 40-year-old men who listen to this. And when you hear this song, you might be able to know why. So sorry for the vibe change, but this will be interesting. All right, so I can play it
and then press.
Yes, shit, so I keep it alive. Of course, it's true, won't quit.
they were about to curse you guys, and we don't do that here.
Yeah.
We don't do that. Wait, have you seen the meme of the lady on the bike? We don't do that here. Get him banned.
Yeah. Get him banned. Wait, lady on the bike?
Never mind.
Oh.
Never mind.
Sorry.
So you really paused that at the perfect time.
Wait, I kind of, yeah, I was like...
Wait, is it an explicit song? Does it say?
It doesn't say that on the thing.
But you know they were about it.
But I, it's my favorite part of the song. And then I was like, they say the A word.
The A word, whoa.
Yeah, but then they say, they do say the F word, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're like calling out racist people.
But it doesn't say explicit.
And so I like tricked myself.
Thank you for that.
I think it was okay.
No, I would have been.
But if you want to hear the full uncensored version on my show, on Dij, you can come over and get that last bit. Yeah.
Damn, I would have been fired.
Yeah. So.
They would have banned me for life.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. I feel.
No, you're good.
Responsible. Yeah.
No. It's fine. Should we go back to the vibe we had?
Yeah, I feel like I need to double check every song that I would.
That's okay. Guys, I'm very excited for Parker to have his own show, and his concept is really good, and I'm happy he is in the training stage.
Thanks, Axel. Yeah. So it's all gonna be because of you.
It's all no. He literally. What's your like songs look like? Oh, it's all stuff
it's
I don't
like
know.
Everything. Yeah.
Bjork.
I can play. Yes, that's a good song.
Oh, I probably can't say this one. I love this band.
You can't even say the band?
See, we were having this conversation at Comps Team the other day because Claire was talking about...
can we even play that?
Like Mannequin.
Oh, yeah, Mannequin.
Yeah, Mannequin.
You can't say that?
And people... And also like a bunch of other stuff. Like, what can you say?
Yeah.
Because we're not 12.
Yeah.
Right? But...
Yeah.
What vibe should we put on?
This is a chill album. It's this like kind of like UK dub record.
Okay.
It probably is not on the Spinatron, but
Can I look?
Yeah,
you can look. What is it called?
Daisies. Rap Class.
What's it? What song are you playing?
I'm gonna play Underground Waiting.
Underground Waiting. I like how we have like the behind the scenes of it is on Spinatron. That's amazing.
Wow.
Okay, play that song.
No, they're getting a lot of behind the scenes today. But
bye guys.
Hello. Axel went to the bathroom, so I'm manning the ship. Those songs just really make me feel think of, like, springtime, chilling in the park with your friends, trying to manifest that being real. I might just play another song till Axel comes. In kind of line with, you know, the concept of my show, I'll play stuff from specific city. I'll play my friend's band from Baltimore, Polar View. We'll play some guitar stuff. And, yeah, then I'll figure out what else to play.
Hi.
Hey. Who were they? Those were the besties.
Yeah. Anyways. Parker, you had a really great selection.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Were you here for it, Axel? Were you listening?
No.
Wait, submit the song. These are some people I actually know, so, you know.
Oh, okay. They need to get their royalties. Yeah, no. They need to get their coin.
Yes.
Would you ever join a band? Are you musically talented?
I can play the piano, like the keyboard. I thought you were laughing. I can't.
Oh, no, I was drinking water.
I thought
you were like, I don't know, you look like you play guitar.
Unfortunately, my hands are too soft. And all I can do, I rock climb. Like, I do like a lot of
Yeah,
like,
you rock climb. Like, this is true.
But I'm already callous, so I could just pick up the guitar.
Mind you,
Tim brought me like to his basement last Friday.
He brought you to his basement, yeah.
You still have not come over.
I haven't come over. I think I'm going to tour the house to look at, like, to move into next year, because you're moving out.
you should just come
and hang out. And they're like, wait, can you give me a tour?
You don't have to, like, yeah, like, that's what I did.
But also, I set up a tour over email.
You did?
No, imagine.
Oh, yeah,
imagine,
and then imagine. You just, for sure.
And, like, I pull up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you have to, well, I emailed Dananord, actually, just so I could, like,
get
access to the application. Because Alexa and Dia were, like, freaking out because the people that did tour were, like, not really the vibe of who they wanted. So they were like, Parker and Isaac, you have to move into Tim's house.
We need good neighbors.
Good neighbors. Yeah.
Good neighbors make the world go round.
Yes. They have a great community there, but it's just so far. But, yeah, and so then I emailed the landlord, and he's like, I just need to give the tenants 48 hours notice that we can do a thing.
48 hours.
48 yeah. hours. And I'm like, well, it's Tim, though. He doesn't. But,
it's Timmy Tim.
It's Timmy Tim. It's YT.
Or otherwise known as Tim on...
Tim 1.
Tim 1.
Tim on the floor.
I think he was actually Tim
Ground
2.
Tim. Ground Tim. Yeah, Tim 2.
Yeah, Tim 2.
Yeah, yeah. Tim R. But, mm-hmm. What was I saying?
I like how... My favorite part about shows and even, like, listening to just WBC that. Is, like, you know something's an inside joke or something, like, needs context to it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you guys.
I think you have to gatekeep some of it.
You need to gatekeep.
It keeps them intrigued.
No, because then it makes us sound really funny. Like, we're really funny people
mm-hmm.
who are friends, who, like, talk and amongst ourselves. And
yeah, we actually talk outside of the show.
And it helps us make, like, what's the word called? When people are, like, friends with celebrities.
Mm.
What's...
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. When people, like, think they're, like, close to celebrities and they have, like, a...
Oh, like, I'm part of the...
Something relationship. It's, like, on the tip of my tongue.
We're an acquaintance. We're, like, a...
No.
Oh, parasocial.
Parasocial relationship,
yes. Yes.
I was about to say paranormal.
I see them in my dream. There's a spiritual celebrity in the house. No, like, we're, like, you're going to have a parasocial relationship with us because we're...
I love this album of the Radio Dub.
Yeah, I was chilling to it yesterday.
Actually,
which ones?
I'm going to play something else from the Radio Department. I want to play...
Well, it's going to be... It's the Radio Department.
Wait. What song... What album? Wait, can you talk while I find the song?
you're really looking. You're really searching.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that? Why did you bring up Tim's house?
You brought up Tim's house because you went to his apartment. I mean, no, you went to his basement.
Oh, yeah. You asked me if I was trying to start a band.
Yeah.
He has, like, this old drum set, and so I spent, like, an hour watching, like, YouTube videos of, like, how to play drums, and I managed to have... somewhat of a beat. But yeah, no, I should join a band. But now like Dover and Tim are starting a band without me.
So. Were you gonna say Dover and Isaac?
Yeah.
Dover and Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you walked in on today.
Yeah. And now Aiden's in it too. And
like, yeah. Everyone but you.
Yeah, everyone but me. But it's okay. I'll just play the synth, the keys.
We need to get them the same like Cameron Winter hair oil.
Yeah. They have to all be matching according to them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was gonna try to be like snarky and mean and be like, no, they already have it, but like, uh-oh. No, they actually, all three of them have really nice hair.
Yeah, no, Tim just got a haircut.
Yeah, Tim, Aiden is always gorgeous.
Uh-huh, so
Dover,
fine, but yeah.
Dover's shorter hair now is like, whoa, I didn't know that was underneath like the bleach.
Yeah, yeah. That was all there.
That was all there beneath the bleach.
Who knew?
Next song we're playing is from the Radio Department.
Oh yeah?
Pulling Our Way. I love the song. Because it was in the Marie Antoinette soundtrack. And if you know me, I love Marie Antoinette and all things Sofia Coppola. And it's kind of funny to me that this song is in the soundtrack of a movie about a queen in Versailles. And it's just like the funniest, bestest needle drop ever. And I hope you enjoy.
In time we might walk the street line.
Bro, we have a new special guest in the stew with us. Come say hi.
What's up, chat? What's up, chat? It is DJ Sean Mon from Sean Mon's Mons on, yes, on 2 p.m. on Mondays. Ooh. Shout out.
2 p.m.s.
Great.
Yeah. 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 No, I had to plug my thing.
No. That's allowed? That is allowed. That's encouraged, actually.
Yeah, but you can only plug other shows.
No, yes. This is our chief engineer, you guys. Get tapped in.
Oh, yes, that too. I'm also doing that.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because you know who I'd always see here at the station and who would always say hi? Like, there was probably a streak of 5 episodes where Eitan came in and said hi.
Really?
And then we'd be like, guys, we just got messaged by our chief engineer. How lovely.
Well, now I'm here to
I haven't seen Eitan since last year now.
Well, it's because he's not here anymore.
Yeah, I know, but he still goes here.
Yeah, you know, he still goes here, but the main time we see him is when...
What happened?
I took his job.
Yeah.
You kicked him...
He kicked him out, basically, him. Yeah.
You did a coup d'etat.
I quite literally physically kicked him.
Wait, it's actually the substance where...
So he's just in
some bathroom.
Yeah, somewhere. He's just on the ground. Yeah, on the ground. Injecting, yeah. And then when I don't see you for a week at a time, it's free.
Oh, you haven't watched The Substance?
Is that why you're so beautiful, like Margaret Qualley?
Margaret Qualley.
Don't tell them.
Oh.
Do you want to play a song?
I told you that in confidence.
I know a song we should play.
Yeah?
That I've been listening to.
Just the one.
The other day, me and Val were walking home, listening to the song, and we just played it out loud, and it was nighttime, and it was beautiful, and I loved the song a lot, and I've been playing it a lot for the past 2 weeks, and it reminds me of my dad as well, and it also is now linked to a beautiful memory with Val. And it's a song by Caifanes. It's in Spanish. It's called Viento. Mm. And I think that's our last song today. Is there anything you want to say? We're gonna get to say bye then. Hopefully.
Bye.
Okay, we're gonna say bye.
No, thank you, Axel.
Yeah.